This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
Alrighty, ready to go, ready to rock and roll. How are you doing, my friend? You doing good?
Doing great, oh. Good week back at work this week. Got a lot done. Was out at a couple practices and did some basketball stories. And now it's just a matter to see what this basketball team does on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm looking for, bro. I'm hoping that FAU and UM advance, because that would be, think about it, man. You know, I was talking about this to start the show, that we've had the few moments in this town, like the undefeated season. If you live that, you'll never see that again. You know, the 10 interceptions that X had a couple years ago, you'll never see that again. The big three coming to town, that was an experience that you'll never see something like that again. The 03 Marlins, not the 97. The 97, they should have won. They were loaded with veterans. But the 03 Marlins, right, to see a bunch of young guys come together and have career years all at once and win a World Series, that's a rarity, you know, those kind of things. And when the hell are we ever going to see FAU and UM in the Final Four ever again? Right? Is that ever going to happen again, Manny? Never, dude. And so that's the cool part about this, is you're living in a moment that can never really be repeated again. Whether you like it or not, it's not going to happen ever again. You know, and that's something that you really got to embrace tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to really appreciate the history. And the one thing I'll say, you know, Miami's basketball program, you know, for years we always thought, well, there's no way there'll ever be Duke or North Carolina. But with the NIL and the transfer portal these days, dude, like this is sort of, to me, maybe a moment like 83 with football, right? With University of Miami football, where all of a sudden now, you know, maybe Jim Larrañaga isn't the one to carry it on for years to come. It's got to be another younger coach, right? He's 73 years old. But this could be the start of, you know, a dynasty for Miami, I think, in basketball, because I think there's going to be a lot of guys, especially in college basketball today, where we know all the best guys are right, they're going to play in overseas, or they're doing whatever they need to do.
G League, to make G League too, right? 500,000 G League, yeah.
Right, but if you look at you know, what with John Reese and just the way a lot of teams are beatable these days, I mean, this could be the start of something special for Miami and maybe even FAU. Who's to say FAU with that coach couldn't become sort of the new Gonzaga of college basketball, right? Where they're not in a power conference, but they are attracting players because they want to come play in Paradise. And so we'll see. But I think this could be one of those cool moments. Will it happen again? Probably not. You won't have two South Florida teams in the Final Four, but certainly I think, you know, this could be the start of something bigger in terms of college basketball in this town.
Yeah, parity is in the league. It exists. So why can't these teams, you know, be at that point, you know, or be competing, you know? And obviously with Larrañaga, although I will argue with you, he is the youngest 73-year-old I've ever seen in my life, bro, because
– true.
God, that man has some energy that I think he's it looks like he still has a few years left in him, bro.
Oh yeah, no, there's no question. What I'm talking about is long term, right?
Of
like
course.
A Coach K type thing where you have one guy in place for many, many decades. But I think, look, there are a lot of really good assistant coaches that have run this program. Who knows if down the road they bring back a Chris Caputo or somebody of that nature who was under him for the last few years that helped get this thing rolling. But I mean, I really think Miami basketball can take off now after this trip to the Final Four. I think there's going to be a lot of guys in that transfer portal looking to want to come in and join what you know, Larrañaga's built here.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there, man. I can't wait for tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun to see if both advance and if we get an all-South Florida, you know, NCAA final. That's just going to be absolutely sick if they're able to pull it up. Plus, with Miami, man, the run they've had and the teams they've knocked out, if they also add UConn to this list.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, dude. Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, really impressive. Really impressive group of teams that they've beaten, which, again, to me, it just shows you how much parity there is in college basketball and how if you've got an older team with some experienced guys, you can make a run of this tournament. I mean, San Diego State, the same thing. They have an older defensive team. You know, this UConn team has some older guys. Same thing with FAU. I think that's the way to sort of build this thing now in college basketball. It's hard for true freshmen to come in unless they're really, really special, like Carmelo Anthony was, to do this by themselves. So,
yeah, I'm with you there. All right, recruiting wise, what's going on with the Canes, bro? They need some wide receivers.
Well, we'll see what happens here in the weeks and months ahead. But yes, they are trying to get another outside receiver in. I will tell you, I was at practice yesterday and got to watch the offensive and defensive linemen. I was at practice Tuesday. A lot of chatter from people who get to watch the full practice about Colby Young and just how much of a step forward he's.
We lost you. We lost you. We can't hear you. Okay. He froze. He's been frozen in time.
The audio wasn't an issue. His picture was freezing every once in a while.
It was the internet connection?
Possibly.
It looked like the internet connection. It got disconnected, the internet connection. Okay.
You got me now.
We got you now. The internet connection is connecting. So what were you saying there about the receiver? About the lines?
No, just,
about Colby Young and all that?
Yeah, just that I've had a lot of people who've been out at these full practices between agents and, you know, scouts and people like that who tell me that Colby Young looks like the real deal, that his body's completely different than what they saw last year from him. He came in and really, when he was at a JUCO program, didn't have the same nutrition system, that kind of stuff. He looks gifted. He looks like a scarier, poor man's version of Andre Johnson now out there. I mean, he's a big-bodied kid, 6'5", 220, a lot of length and, you know, wingspan, and he's out there catching deep balls, making big plays. So I think they feel like they might have a number one guy, but they still obviously would like to go out into the transfer portal and add more to what they've got.
What, any names? You got anything for me?
Well, you had the kid from USC, Gary Bryant Jr., who I think they're still after. I don't think he's picked a school yet. You know, he's out there visiting. I think Oregon was sort of his other finalist. He's a West Coast kid, former blue chip recruit, guy who was productive in his first year at USC and then kind of tailed off a little bit. So that's the one big name. I mean, there's other guys that the coaching staff are hoping hop into the portal, sort of the way Jordan Addison did. Remember, there's another transfer window after spring football where a lot of guys are probably going to be looking either for paydays through NIL or just looking to get out of whatever situation they're in because they're not getting on the field or playing as much as they want. So I think the real list of names of who they're going to go after, we don't know yet because I think it depends on who wants to pop in there.
Okay. And any other positions that they're going after right now?
Well, I think quarterback, you know, could be a position where if somebody can come, an experienced type of guy that they can bring in as a backup to Tyler Van Dyke, I think that's one position. I think running back because of the depth, you know, they only have two healthy scholarship running backs right now in camp. And guys that have a history of being banged up. I think Mario would probably like to add another running back to the roster. Defensive tackle is another huge position to need because they need a big physical guy up front. Everybody was telling me they look really small at that defensive tackle position, you know, that we're able to be out there watching practice. And I think cornerback's probably the last one where if you can get a true number one cornerback again, it's all going to depend on who wants to get paid through NIL and you know, sort of leave whatever situation they're in at their other school to come here.
What do you got going on the athletics so folks can check you out, my friend?
I just put up a new Wide Right podcast yesterday where I talked about how good the offensive line looks, so much big size and girth, really looking the way Mario wants them to. I got a really good look at Francis Mauigoa, the five-star freshman, and Samson Okolola, the other five-star freshman. Between those guys, Anez Cooper, who started four games at the end of last year, who's 6'6", 340. You know, Javian Cohen, who they got from Alabama. And then Jalen Rivers, who was on this team last year too. He looks unbelievable out at left tackle. They look like they are the offensive line that Mario wants here, right, in terms of size and width and girth and all that kind of stuff. Just big physical dominating guys. All the feedback I've gotten is they've done a great job in pass protection. Miami's had a lot of, you know, defensive linemen out, so maybe that's part of the factor. But right now, that's the one group you look at and you say, Mario, from year one to year two, what's improved? That's visibly improved, because there's a big difference there. And that's going to be super important for Tyler Van Dyke. They've got to protect him and make sure he doesn't get banged up the way he was last year. So I think that group in itself, if you want to check out some of the video highlights, I shot a bunch of video yesterday. I have it up on my YouTube page with the audio version of the podcast, and you can see sort of some of the video of those guys yourself. But really, really impressive. You know, you see Alex Mirabal, the offensive line coach, who's one of the smaller humans on this earth, standing next to these giants, and it's just like, wow, these dudes really are huge. And so it's a cool video to check out.
It'll be great to see them get an offensive line, and you get that, boy, everything changes on your team when you've got an offensive line. You got the big nasties. I'm hoping not just the U, but the Dolphins also can produce an offensive line. You do that, bro, everything changes on your team in a big-time way. All right, follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. Manny, have a great weekend, my brother. I appreciate you as always. We'll catch up next week.
All right, man. Talk soon.
You got it. And don't forget, Caneswear, hey, Final Four, man. What are you waiting for? Final Four is here. It's tomorrow. Go to Caneswear. Go get your gear so you can show up at your buddy's house, the bar, wherever you're going to watch the game tomorrow night. You want to watch it by sporting some real new UM gear that is Final Four oriented, baby. And we've got it all for you, hats and shirts, all kinds of stuff. They've got all kinds of Final Four gear down there at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Go online to caneswear.com if you want to go online and buy some now and have it shipped to you. That way you have it at least as a gift, or, you know, as a, what's that called? Like a memento of being in the Final Four, if you like, a collector's item. Because a lot of that Final Four stuff is going to be a collector's item. So maybe you want to buy the hat, but you don't want to wear it. I got a buddy of mine that does that all the time. He has hats that he's never worn in his life, and he collects them. He already got one of those Final Four UM hats because that's what he does. He loves that stuff. He'll show them on display, but he will not put them ever on. He's like, nobody's ever put on those collector hats that he has on. You know, and maybe that's what you want to do. Go to Caneswear at 2511 South University Drive, or go to caneswear.com and check it out and order, and go see Brett and Jeff and all the great people out there. They know how to get it done at caneswear.com.